You know what the most important decision we made on this drive to Denver and back was?
Tell me.
My next car.
We did. We talked about Mustang.
We were pulling out of Winslow, taking a back road to Christopher Creek, and I said, Jennifer, we're about due to upgrade this vehicle. We're like 180,000 miles in the car we were driving. I said, I can either keep this pickup truck, and that's kind of just an extra truck for four-wheel driving and all the back road travels that we do.
And a little work here and there.
Or I can trade this in on the new 2017 600-horsepower Ford Raptor pickup truck. And anywhere as we go, we get that a little quicker and probably a little smoother. Or I could trade it in on, or keep it, keep the pickup as an extra car, and then get the GT 500 Mustang convertible. Mike, she looked at me and she says, oh, that's easy. Get the convertible. Yes, yes. After wanting one, I did celebrate my 60th birthday this week, the same day as the national parks were born. So they're 100. I'm 60. I've wanted a convertible Ford Mustang for about 48 years of those years. And so I'm finally going to start dialing down and picking that Sanderson Ford Mustang.
Now, the last time you had a little sports car was right before our first child was born. And how many tickets did you get in that car?
I'm a much more mature man.
That's what I'm hoping.
I am a much more mature man than back then. Yeah, Jennifer and the Arizona Department of Transportation thought it would be a real good idea if I got back into a F-100 back then. And so I did. We have a bunch coming up this hour. You had wanted to drop a note. We forgot to mention Coyote Odies.
Oh, yeah. For your staycation, we always include a basket, and Coyote Odies is...
Why don't we ever have a basket in our road trips? Why don't you scarf that deal?
Oh, the road trips. Well, I bring them to the office, and they last like 2 minutes, so I figure we didn't need the calories if we're sitting on a road trip. But yes, they're awesome.
Located in downtown Glendale. We'll be there tonight watching the Phoenix College and Glendale Community College at a football game tonight. Some of the Horizon High School graduates are playing against each other in that game tonight, so I didn't
go. Cameron, go Tyler.
Couldn't feel like we couldn't miss that game at all. So we maybe how late is she open? She open late enough we can grab a basket on the way down.
I doubt a cookie store is a nighttime store, but I'll find out if she'll leave us a basket out on the sidewalk.
All right, very good. We've got John Jay coming in, and he's going to be talking about things. We've got holidays that we mark tasks that need to get done in your garden and in your yard. After being gone for 10 days, the biggest task Jennifer and I have is like a rake. Y'all must have had some incredible windstorms the last 2 weeks while we were gone. There's more than just a little debris that needs to be gathered up.
I'll say.
I had to mow the lawn 3 times. But it looks good, doesn't it?
And that's the way you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to, I think, a third of the lawn at a time. You're not supposed to just come in and chop the whole thing.
Yeah, I think tomorrow afternoon will be my third or fourth cut of the lawn just to get it back under control because it just kind of went wild. Y'all had some good rain, and the weather was just right, and the tiff was just very robust. I mean,
what a beautiful color. It's just the best time of year for
lawn. In the backyard, and there were like 12 rabbits in the backyard. They looked at me, and they said, what are you doing here?
Crashing the party.
Oh, man. Listen, at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking about solar. The solar industry is still evolving in the state of Arizona as it relates to the relationship with the utility companies, as it relates to the relationship with the Arizona Corporation Commission, as it relates to the relationship with your pocketbook, okay? And it's still a confusing topic, but we're going to have Dan King here from Harmon Solar to help talk us through it. He's very good at bringing the complicated down to the very simple. If you're thinking about solar, particularly if you're in the SRP district and you're under the belief that SRP's pricing structure has eliminated solar from all the SRP neighborhoods, that's not true. Several months ago, the folks at Harmon Solar kind of put their heads together with some energy management consultants and experts and figured out a way that we can make the SRP pricing structure work very, very well for solar people. So if you've been standing back and waiting and you're in the SRP service area, you've got to stay tuned for 9 o'clock. If you're in the APS service area or the Unisource service area or the TEP service area, you stay tuned as well because we'll cover your ramifications in each one of those different districts. Is solar right for you? Dan King of Harmon Solar, join us at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, I want to take all of you homeowners through a conversation about what it takes to become a contractor, a legally operating contractor in the state of Arizona. Now, I know we're going to have a lot of contractors listening, a lot of tradespeople listening that are going to be wondering how to make those steps. But this topic, this segment at 10 o'clock, isn't designed to coach contractors or tradesmen how to become a contractor. It's specifically designed for Arizona homeowners to stop and listen and understand what is really required in the state of Arizona for someone to be able to legally say, I am licensed, bonded, and insured, and why exactly that is important for you, the Arizona homeowner. All right. Now, we come to the want ad section of the Rosie on the House page. At Rosie on the House Remodeling, we're pretty busy. And we're constantly looking for good tradespeople. Constantly. Right now, in particular, we are looking for a handyman. And I'm talking about a professionally handyman that can pass a drug test, a background test, has his own set of hand tools, reliable transportation, and we're kind of old-fashioned, so we prefer none of the facial piercings or the facial tattoos. And if that's your description and you'd like a opportunity to get a starting position at a in what would end up being a great career move, give us a ring at Rosie on the House during the week because we're just looking for one great handyman right now that's willing to grow and expand his expertise not only on the hands-on stuff but also into the level where you could graduate into management as well. We like to promote from within. We start with the guys that are cut from the right cloth and give them an opportunity to go as far as they want. If you're that person, give us a ring at the office during the week. We'd love to visit with you. Okay, so that pretty well covers the ground for what we've got store for you here at Rosie on the House. Yeah. Let me drop back 1 minute. If you're a tradesman in any trade and you want to up your career, go to the referral directory at Rosie on the House. If you're an air conditioning man, plumber, or painter, find one of the Rosie certified guys and let them know you're looking.